We're now in our series, second week of our series, Playlist. Pinag-uusapan natin dito, how do we get established in our faith, in the Word of God, and also in the church. But natin pinag-uusapan to, bakit importante to, bakit kailangan nating malaman to bilang isang Kristiyano, bilang follower ni Jesus Christ, because we do believe that through these three things, we will go on throughout our lives, okay, buong buhay natin, trusting God with our faith and also believing Him and knowing Him, knowing more about Him through His Word, the Bible, and also with the church, yung bawat isa dito. So, tignan mo yung katabi mo. Natutuwa ka ba katabi mo yan? Okay. Yung isa ayaw, nakaganun pa. Di niya gusto. So, nabanggit na natin, playlist, okay? Pinag-uusapan natin dito, songs. Tama ba? Last week, we talk about faith. Pinag-uusapan natin, faith, okay? Last week, pinag-uusapan natin that believing God, okay, but trusting God in our own lives, we with confidence and dependence on Him, we just get to know Him more, and we just to get to parang yung buong buhay natin, lahat ng pinagdadaanan natin, pinagkakatiwala natin sa Kanya, as we know that God is our one true God, and also Siya lang yung mapagkakatiwalaan natin. And right now we'll be talking about liwanag sa dilim, the Word of God, liwanag sa dilim. And talking about songs, okay, may papakita ko sa inyo. May isa tayong game, mabilis lang na game. Papakita ko sa inyo, and then, ano to, huhulaan nyo yung singer at saka title. So, dapat kumpleto, okay? So, sige, sundan na natin to. Simple lang pumorma, pero suabe ang dating, okay? Ay, grabe. Ito nga, sige. Baka himatayin yan eh. Teka lang. Pangalan mo muna.
Gab.
Gab, anong school mo?
MCIS.
MCIS. Okay, Gab, anong sagot mo?
Kakai Babe by Donalyn Bartolome.
Wow, grabe. Tama ba? Oh,
favorite
tama.
Song ko yan.
Ah, favorite nyo song niya pala yan. Okay. Thank you, Gab, ha? Favorite song mo pala yan eh. Okay. May, gusto nyo pa? May chocolate pa ba? Ay, meron ba? Sige, isa ba. If you didn't have you there, would be nothing left. The shell of a man who could never be his best. Oh, ano yun? Sino? Sige. Oh, grabe, no? Ayun. Ayan. Anong name mo?
Gavin.
Gavin. Okay, Gavin, anong sagot? Ay, taga, anong school mo, Gavin?
UST.
UST. Sino mga taga UST? Ah, sige, anong
sagot Drag mo? Me Down by One Direction.
Talaga? Favorite mo ba yun? Yun, oh, tama ba yan? Yes, tama. Drag Me Down by One Direction. Ayos. Last. Okay, ito last, ha? Now we got problems, and I don't think we can solve them. Okay, ano name mo?
Carlo po.
Carlo po. Okay, kapatid niya iba. Sige. Carlo, anong school ka?
UP po.
UP po? Bago yun. Okay, UP. Okay, sino taga UP? Dami, oh. Okay, Carlo, anong sagot mo?
Bad Blood by Taylor Swift.
Bad Blood by Taylor Swift? Tama ba yan? Tama. Okay, grabe no? Galit na galit. Bad Blood by Taylor Swift. Okay, so, kung titingnan natin, yung mga songs na to, words lang naman pinakita ko, di ba? And yun pa yung hindi familiar, tama? Pang second verse kinuha ko doon. Para malalaman natin, even from the verses, even from the words na nakasulat doon, kilala, alam na natin yung title. Tama? Di ba? And yung iba pa, alam pa yung singer. Tama? The same way tayo in the songs that we relate to, kaya naman tayo nakaka-relate sa mga songs na meron sa paligid natin, kagaya ni Gab, paborito niya yung Kakaibabe. Bago kasi yun eh, syempre, di ba? Eh, nakaka-relate siguro siya. Or kunyari, Bad Blood, di ba? May kaaway ka, tinan mo yung katabi mo, di ba? Mukha bang masama yan? Nakaka-relate tayo, bitter na bitter tayo. When we relate, listen, when we get to relate with the songs, we relate with the words. Tama ba? Wala naman sa atin dito naiyak ng instrumental, no? Grabe. Ang galing ng instrumental. Tago sa puso eh. Okay? So walang naiyak sa instrumental o sa intro pa lang. Intro pa lang. Feel na feel ko. Gets kita, girl. Okay? So walang naiyak sa intro pa lang. But most of the time, for all of us, nakaka-relate tayo sa words of the song. Tama ba? Sa lyrics tayo nakaka-relate. And in the same way, as what we are talking about later on, kung ano pag-uusapan natin, the verses that David wrote, again, last week we talked about David wrote a psalm about his battle against Goliath, proving his faith. Now, how could we learn about God's word through the writings that he has as well? Ano ba itong sinulat niyang kanta na naman? Na parang ano itong liwanag sa dilim na sinasabi ng title natin in the series, okay? And right now, let me just share with you kung saan natin sisimulan yun. In 2 Samuel 23 verses 1 to 2, yung title nitong chapter na to, or part of the chapter, the title is Last Words of David. Alam niya, malapit nang matapos yung buhay niya. And then it says here that now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, the son of Jesse, the oracle of the man who was raised on high, the anointed of God, of Jacob, the sweetest psalmist of Israel, that is David. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue." What is he trying to say to us? That the very words of God is in his life. Can we all bow down right now? And before we continue, let's just pray. Father, thank you for your word. And we pray as we continue to learn, God, what it is to be established in your word, to trust in your word, and to know your word, God, we would apply it in our lives as well. Thank you for this time, and we pray that may you be honored in Jesus' name. Amen. So, titingnan natin, ito pala yung malapit na siyang mamatay, okay? Malapit na siyang mamatay, and then alam nyo lang na kung yung isang tao aalis ng bahay or aalis, may importanteng sasabihin, importante talaga yun. Tama? For example, kung may nanay tayo, aalis ng bahay, okay, ikaw yung may iwan doon, lalo ngayon, bakasyon, magtatrabaho sila, baka sila may trabaho, sabihin nila, okay, tanggalin mo yung saksakan ng rep, to, lahat ng yung rice cooker, yung baboy, pakainin mo, okay, yung giraffe natin, okay, pakainin mo lahat. Lahat yun, importante kasi aalis siya ng bahay. Tama? Lalo na yung sasabihin ni David, importante lahat lalo to kasi siya, nabuhay na siya long enough that he proved himself, had great achievements. Anong ginawa ni David? He defeated Goliath. Katulad ng pinag-usapan natin last week. He led a powerful and strong armies. He led Israel. Okay, pinamunuan niya yon. He had great wealth and he was very famous. And yet, ito yung sinabi niya. Ito yung mga importanteng sasabihin niya. The word of God is in my tongue. It's on my tongue. Nasa buhay daw niya. Gano'ng ka-importante yun? If you know a person na sobrang tindi, okay, sobrang laki ng achievements, at the time na nagsasalita siya, probably mawawala, o kahit hindi siya mawawala, you would take time to sit down with this kind of people. Tama ba? Pag nakita ko yung isang tao sobrang successful, di ba si Stephen Curry, kung basketballista ka, there would be a time na upo ka sa harap niya. Tama ba? Makikinig ka sa kanya? Ba yung tipong Tito Boy question, di ba? Steve Jobs, okay? Ano ang sikreto ng isang Steve Jobs? Di ba? Tatanungin mo siya. Ano ba yung sikreto mo para maging successful sa ginagawa mo? Yung mga The Voice singers, di ba? Ano bang tips yung pwede mong ano sa akin? Idol, tips naman dyan. Okay? Tips naman dyan. Paano maging magaling na singer? Paano maging successful sa buhay namin? Tama? And if you knew these people, you had time to sit down with all these great people, di ba? Sila Ronda Rousey, si Manny Pacquiao, di ba? Kung may kaaway ka, syempre, pupunta ka sa kanila, di ba? Okay, and lahat ng to, mga tao to, great people, if you would have the chance to sit down with them and hear from them on how to be successful in what field, kung nasan sila, wouldn't you listen? Tama ba? Makikinig kayo? Di ba, makikinig tayo. Successful yan eh. May mga napatunayan yan eh. Ganun din si David. May napatunayan siya sa buhay niya. May na-achieve siya. Lahat nung na-achieve niya, okay, ngayon gusto niya sabihin sa atin, ano yung naging sikreto niya? Kung nandito si David, tatanungin natin siya, David, anong tips mo? Ano bang sikreto mo? Ano bang sikreto mo sa buhay na nabuhay mo? Ngayon madami kang achievements, madami kang success, madami kang pera, malago yung buhay mo, komportable yung buhay mo, ano yung sikreto? So ito, he wrote it in a song, in a psalm that he shared in Psalm 19, okay? He shared this. It was not at all a secret, but he wanted it to be passed on even up until this time today para sa atin. Ito yung sinabi niya in Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9, and we'll go through verse 10 and 11 mamaya. Unahin natin to as we read on this. Sabi dito, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Ano pala yung sinabi ni David? Kung tatanungin natin siya, anong sikreto mo, idol? David, what's your secret? Ano ba pengi naman tips dyan? Ang sabi niya, God's word. Dinescribe niya yung salita ng Diyos. He described God's word to be the secret of his success, of what he had in life. He had that in mind and in his heart. And for us, probably, we're thinking, ano ba tong God's word na to, okay? makakatulong ba talaga sa akin to? Para sa akin ba yan? Okay, okay na ako yung nakakapakinig ako every Friday, every Sunday, punta ako dito. Is it really important? Some of us here, we will get to many kind of sources or the world itself will bring us to into different sources ng kung ano yung pwede nating makuhang tips ng buhay. Minsan makakita ka lang ng post, ang ganda-ganda nung, ano, nung quote na sinabi dun sa Facebook, di ba? Kung makalike ka, di ba? Tatlong beses. Okay? Kahit isa lang naman pwede. Okay? Like ka lang, like. Ito, magiging prinsipyo ko to sa buhay. Screenshot ko yan. Okay? Magbabasa ako ng kahit anong libro, yung mga chicken noodle soup na libro, okay? Yung mga self-help books, bili ka ng bili, di ba? Ito, mukhang maganto, how to be successful, how to get rich, di ba? Yung iba pa dyan, sabi dyan, how to have a great career. Bibili ka niyan. Para may sources ako, ano ba yung magiging sikreto ko? Para maging successful ako sa buhay ko. Pupunta ka sa television, lahat, papanoorin mo. Punta ka sa PBB, panoorin mo lahat yun. Para makuha mo yung tips, para magka-girlfriend, di ba? Tapos punta ka kahit saan, Top Gear, magazine, di ba? Kailangan ko ng kotse, ito, sige, tingnan ko lahat to. The world itself is throwing at us so many sources of how can we be successful in life. Yes, we all want to be successful. Tama ba? Sino ayaw? Diba? Babasa tayo vlogs, di ba? Kahit ano pa, different sources of telling us this is how you could be successful. Television, social media, internet, and everything else, it's giving and offering us all of this. But what David said, hindi ito yung sagot. Kung may social media sila, magazine sila nun, hindi yun yung sagot. Word ni God yun. Balikan natin to. Bakit? Kasi yung word ni God, the law of the Lord, perfect, sure, okay, ano pa? It's right, it's pure, it's clean, and it's true. In other words, yung buong salitahan ng Diyos, perfect yan. God's word is perfect. Why is it perfect? Because it's written, yes, by people, but inspired, given to us up until today by a perfect God. He used people to write that, but you know what? It's the very words of God na parang isipin nyo, kung may ballpen ba, magsusulat mag-isa yung ballpen? Hindi, di ba? Yung ballpen, kailangan hawakan ng isang tao para magsulat. In the same way, God used people to write His word so that through His word, through the Bible itself, it is the very word of God to us. And that is the perfect word of God that comes from a perfect God, creator of heaven and earth. If we're trying to say that, okay naman ako sa advice nito, mukhang maganda naman, di ba? Mukhang maganda naman advice ng kaklase ko, advice ng tropa ko, advice ng mga nakita ko sa Facebook, maganda yung quotes niya, maganda yung blog niya, but that is not the right source. God's word is the right source. If we're saying that we want to learn from a successful man and we want to hear how we could live a life victoriously, we should hear from someone na credible. Hindi yung kung sino-sino lang. It is him saying that this is the word of God. And that in the world would give us different meanings about the word of God. Pero let me just share with you na kanina, di ba, nagkaroon tayong game, di ba? Yung mga kanta. And from a time, for some reason, yung personality nung, kunyari, yung kay Taylor Swift, di ba? Yung personality niya, somehow makikita natin sa lahat ng songs niya through one song. Tama? Na yung mga ano niya, kanta niya laging tungkol sa love, di ba? Heartbreak. So yung buhay niya pala, okay, baka madalas love and heartbreak yung nadidescribe sa kanya. When the word of God, when we're talking about it, it's not just gonna be a glimpse na parang, ganun ba si Lord? But the fullness of who God is, yun yung dinadala niya sa atin. All these descriptions, perfect, sure, right, pure, clean, true, and all right, and righteous altogether, that is who God is. It reveals, God's word reveals Himself to us. He reveals Himself to us. If I'm just gonna put it into one word, yung lahat ng yan, it's perfect. God's word is perfect. If we're trying to find sources in social media, sa post ng iba, that's imperfect kasi hindi naman perfecto yung nagsulat nun. But the one who gave this to us, to give to us the Bible, is the perfect God, creator of heaven and earth, our creator. That's who He is. Siya yung nagsulat niyan. And by that, let me just share with you that anong kahinatnan sa akin yan kung susundin ko yan, maniniwala ako dyan, makikinig ako dyan, babasahin ko yan. Sino sa inyo dito gusto nyo ng pagbabago sa buhay nyo, okay? Diba? Marami sa atin dito, gusto natin pagbabago sa buhay natin, o sa pamilya natin. Kung gusto natin yon, ito yung sinasabi, oh, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. May pinagbabago, yun yung salita ng Diyos, may pagbabagong gagawin sa'yo. Gusto natin, sino gusto dito na maging maganda yung mga desisyon niya sa buhay? Okay? Yung iba ayaw talaga, no? Pero lahat tayo, alam ko, lahat tayo, gusto natin na magandang desisyon. Yung lagi na, kunyari may maririnig ako, magpapapray sa akin, sasabihin niya na maging wise yung decision ko, maging maganda. Ito yung sinasabi, the testimony of the Lord, yung word ni Lord, sure yan, making wise the simple. Even at times that we can't actually think kung ano ba yung tama, ano ba yung tamang gawin. But when you read the word of God, when you hear the word of God, when you have it in your life, you may be wise. Makakapag, ano ka na mga tamang desisyon? Ano ba yung mga tamang desisyon? For example, magki-quiz ba ako o magkakating na lang ako? Magre-review ba ako o tambay na lang? Di ba? Dudota pa kami. Okay? Or sometimes, sasabihin natin, sino dito gusto maging masaya? Sino gusto maging masaya? Ako, gusto ko. Okay, yung iba, ayaw. O, kami, gusto namin. Okay. Lahat tayo dito, gusto nating masaya. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. It gives us the joy that we could not expect. Hindi naman bulag si Lord na, bakit malungkot ka? Pero gusto niya, maging masaya ka rin. Isipin natin, ano bang mas masaya? Yung mag-boyfriend, girlfriend na ako ngayon, kahit estudyante pa lang ako, yung tipong date namin, anniversary na yun, Jollibee. Okay? Pero, o yung mag-aantay ako sa tamang panahon ng Diyos ko, para pag nag-asawa ako, that's the right timing, masaya ako. It's leading us to a joy that lasts. Na nanggagaling sa Diyos natin, hindi lang yung joy na pasaglit-saglit, may break mo rin yan eh. Sabi ba? Sino ba dito yung ano, gusto mo ng tamang daan sa buhay mo? Right path in life, sabi natin. Lahat tayo gusto natin yun. Pag sinasabi natin, gusto ko ng right path in life, ibig sabihin, yung gagawin ko, sure, okay, matutulungan ako, magiging maayos yung buhay ko. Worth it ba tong bisyo na to? O sige, gawin ko na lang, kada gabi, kada umaga. Worth it ba to? Or we want ourselves to be in the right path? This is the word of God, enlightening the eyes. Yung dati akala natin, tama, cool, di ba, yosi ka, o inum ka, cool yun. But you know what, when we know the word of God, it enlightens us. Na hindi ito yung tamang daan para sa ating lahat. That is not leading us to a successful life at all. And if we're saying, gusto ko ng tama, okay, walang pandaraya sa buhay ko, sa bansa namin, it starts with us. Sabihin natin, susuko na ba ako or madami akong pinagdadaanan. Sabi dyan, it's true. The word of God is true. Righteous altogether. Hindi tayo lolokohin ng Diyos kahit kailan. Sometimes naluloko ka, di ba? Sasabi mo, wala nagmamahal sa akin. Tapos may dadating na lalaki o, I love you, di ba? Tapos, bibreak ka rin lang naman, okay? Hindi totoo yun. Yung salita ng Panginoon, ito totoo. This is true and this is clean as well. It endures forever. You know what? When trials come as well, lahat tayo dito may pinagdadaanan, pero when trial comes, it's difficult for us to go on, to move on. What happens is that when we are grounded in the Word of God, nakikinig tayo na nagbabasa tayo, we make the Word of God in our lives to be on our tongue, gaya ni David. It teaches us to endure all trials in our lives. It teaches us that. Ano ba yung mga gusto natin? It's all in the Bible. It's all said and done and napatunayan ni David in his lifetime. God's work is perfect because He is perfect and He is perfectly loving and caring that He wants all of us to experience Him in our lives. Who among you want to experience God in your life? And I hope that's our heart also. The way we experience God is through His perfect word. That we would experience the perfect God in our lives by trusting His word. And what I'm glad about is that hindi na tayo iniwanan ni Lord na clueless sa buhay. For example, di ba may gamit ka, wala namang manual, di ba? Hindi mo magamit, kung paano. But you know what? In our life today, if there's a manual, that's His Word. That's His Word. It will guide us. It will lead us to a right path, making good decisions in our lives. It will lead us to that. And next is this. In verse 10, sabi ito, more desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them, it's your servant warned. Ano yung sinasabi sa atin ito? Una, it's more desired. Ibig sabihin pala yung salita ng Diyos, dapat dinidesire natin. Yes, God's word is desirable. When I say desirable, hindi lang yung dahil gusto natin, pero ito yung gugustuhin natin. Hindi dahil ngayon ayaw natin, pero ito yung this is something that we should desire in our lives. Why? When it says desiring or desirable, it's something wanted or wished or being attracted to it. It's something useful, it's something beneficial, it's something advantageous for ourselves. We all want that, di ba? Sino gusto ng pangit na buhay dito? Wala. God knows that and God sees that in our lives as well. That's why His word is desirable. It will be worthwhile and helpful for us. But in our lives, what we tend to trust more or what we tend to desire more, kasi sabi dyan, di ba, more to be desired are they than gold. Sometimes we trust gold. We desire gold so much and even sweeter than honey. We desire honey so much. Ano yung gold at honey? Yung gold, parang ano yan? Success, achievements. Tama? It's wealth. When you say of gold, it's a picture of wealth. Ibig sabihin, it's the success, the achievements that we have. I desire, all of us here, we desire a good life, achievements in life, success in life. We desire that kind of life. We desire that one day I'll be a businessman. We desire all of that. It's not wrong. But when we put our desire, all of our desires, all of our lives into that kind of focus and not into God's word, we are in trouble because all of it are temporary. All of these things, the gold, the achievements, the success, and even sweeter than honey. Ibig sabihin, the word of God is sweeter or pleasurable than anything that the world could offer. If we are thinking that in ourselves, mas gusto ko yung buhay na masaya lang, maginhawa lang, puro pasarap lang sa buhay, it's wrong. It's trying to kill us. It's not leading us into a life that would bring us success and satisfaction. It will all leave us empty after all. And if we're looking at this, ano ba yung mga goal natin? Diba? Ano ba yung school natin? Probably inisip mo, sana may pag maabot ko lang yung diploma na yan, board exam na yan, okay na yung buhay ko. Pag maabot ko lang yung gantong amount ng savings, okay na yung buhay ko. Pag maabot ko lang yung pinapangarap kong mapangasawa, okay na yung buhay ko. Pag inaabot ko lang yung pangarap kong mga maging kaibigan, okay na yung buhay ko. We try to desire all these things, but we are desiring the wrong things at all because it's all temporary. Why did David say na ganito, di ba? It's more desirable above all. Sometimes we don't desire God's word because feeling natin, di para sa akin yan. Okay na ako Friday dito. Di para sa akin yung word ni God. Okay, boring yan. Pagbabasa ko, inaantok ako. Hindi para sa akin yung word ni God kasi that's only for the cool kids. I'm a cool kid, okay? Hindi yan para sa mga cool kid. Hindi para sa amin yan. Sa sobrang cool ko, pagpasok ko ng classroom, lahat sinipon. Alright, okay? Rock roll to the world, okay? Sobrang cool ko, hindi para sa akin yung salita ng Diyos. Hindi para sa akin yan. Do you know what? It's not that way. The Word of God is open for everyone and desires to help everyone and desires that God Himself would reveal Himself to us. Let me just share this with you. Meron ako dito, love letter. Itong love letter na to, bigay sa akin to ng fiancé ko nung nakaraang linggo. And syempre, ito, binabasa ko to. Tapos pag nung binasa ko to, na-encourage ako. And I just got to look forward, okay? Nag-look forward ako of all the things that happened to us, lahat ng binigay sa amin ni Lord, and also I could look forward to everything that I look forward to, pinagpe-pray namin. And this encouraged me. The Bible is God's love letter to all of us. That He wants us to know what He has done for His people in the past, what He is able to do in your life, and what He can do for your life even in the future. And He wants you to desire this because He wants you to be led by Him in His life, in your life. So sabi natin, it's just for a few people or yung mga pastor lang yan or yung mga pala church. Pero hindi. God's word, first and foremost, God desired to speak to us. Si God yung unang nag-isip na makausap tayo. Hindi tayo kahit kailan man nagising lang, okay, Lord, nandiyan ka na ba? Walang kahit sino sa atin na ganun yung desire natin. But when the world's, when time comes, when people would say or others would say, you are nothing, you know why the Bible is desirable? It will tell us that you are perfectly, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what the Bible is telling us. When the word is telling us, world is telling us, you are powerless, mahina ka. The Bible is telling us that His power is made perfect in our own weaknesses. That's what the Bible says. When the Bible is telling us, wala, mahirap ka, poor lang kayo, wala kayong kainat na, habang buhay, mahirap ka. The Bible is telling us that we will find every spiritual blessing in God through His glorious riches. What does that mean? It means that the Word of God is securing us. All this fine gold and sweet honey will all be out in time. They are all temporary, but the Word of God is forever and it endures forever. Gaya ng sinabi kanina. And by that, God's Word secures us in all situations, and God's Word, more and more, we desire to know God's Word kasi mas nakikilala natin yung nagbibigay sa atin ng salitang to. At nagbibigay ng lahat ng answered prayers natin, we get to know Him more and more and more. That's what the tip of David, he was telling us. And kahit pa sinabi dito, bukod dun sa, why do we need to desire that? Because it secures us. God's Word can secure us. Kung feeling mo, there's no security in your life, God's Word is telling you all of this. There are so many verses or even words in the Bible that I could not share with you right now. But when you every day read it, you would get to know who God is more and more, and you will be secured of His love daily. And even sabi dito, it gives us a warning. By this, your servant is warned. And sinong may gusto nito, di ba? Yung ayaw kong mapahamak, di ba? Meron ka bang kaibigan ganon ngayon katabi mo, yung ayaw kang napapahamak, di ba? Yung pagka may sasakyan na, uy, ikaw yung tinatabi, di ba? Utang mo na loob mo yan sa akin, ha? Yung mahal na mahal kayo, di ba, mga kaibigan? You know what? Si God, ganun din siya. He loves us so much that He wants us to be secured and also be protected at the same time. There are things in our lives na kahit tayo sa sarili natin, alam natin mali na yun. But God warns us. Parang mga signages, nung pagka nakakita ko yung ganyan, di ba? Alam nyo lang, hindi ka napupunta doon kasi may aso. Yeah? Mukhang baboy nga eh. Okay. Hindi ka pupunta dyan dahil andyan si Manang, okay? Huwag daw harangan yung bait. Beware of Manang. Okay? Hindi ka natatawid doon kasi may namatay na doon. These signs are warning signs that is for our own safety. The word of God is also for our own safety. It does not just secure us, but also it protects us. And if you want protection in your life, that when you live your life, you know you're on the right path, you're making the good decisions, you're making the right decisions, you're going on through your life na nag-endure ka, okay, lahat kinakaya mo. The Word of God is for all of us. And also it gives us the protection that you don't have to go through what others did. What others have gone through. Because the Word of God also protects us. God is perfectly loving and caring that He wants to secure all of us, all of you right here, and He wants you to be protected in everything that you do and everything that you face, the challenges that you face as well. That's the Word of God. That's why it's desirable. We should desire God's Word because it will protect and warn us in everything that is ahead of us. And lastly, in verse 11, other half of verse 11, in keeping them, there is great reward. Sabihin, when we know God's Word, when we take God's Word brings great reward. Ano tong great reward na to? Sometimes we don't want the Word of God, okay? Kasi nga hindi para sa atin. Pero for some of us here, sasabihin natin, madali lang sabihin yan, okay? Pero minsan kasi hindi, ang hirap mag-obey. Ano yung mas mahirap? Keeping them. Keeping God's Word, sometimes ito yung mas mahirap. Tama? It's harder for us to keep God's Word or to obey God because we don't desire Him. If we don't desire someone or anything, it will be harder to take action. But why don't we desire God? Because we think that knowing God more and more is not a reward in our life at all. Iniisip natin, lahat ng reward, lahat lang ng magaganda. Sa buhay, yung hindi ka mahihirapan, komportable. But we're missing out the point that knowing God in our lives, we think it's not a reward at all. Hindi ko kailangan yung Diyos. Hindi ko kailangan makilala yung Diyos na yan. That's why it's harder for us to desire Him. It's harder for us even more to obey Him. When we say reward, David mentioned here, di ba sabi niya, reward. Pero you know what? In one of the commentaries I've read, sabi dito, it is also true that there is great reward for keeping the word of God. Ibig sabihin, totoo, may reward talaga. Physical rewards. Probably success, achievements, and everything else. It's true that when we keep God's word, meron ka nun. But you know what? What David was talking about is this. But that is not what the psalmist said here. Here, David noted that the reward in keeping them, because there is a sense wherein which obedience in our hearts becomes the reward because we have lived to honor God. Meaning, and after that, by knowing God, he wants us to obey Him, and by obeying Him, we get to know God more and more in our lives. Sabihin pala, yung reward na sinasabi dito is not the physical blessings. It's actually the reward of knowing God in our lives. How many of you here, you could truly say, kilalang kilala ko na si Lord? None of us. Even me. You know what? Knowing God is definitely way better than all the physical things that we ought imagining having, and we are striving to get. Knowing God is more than all of this. Knowing God is the great reward for David. By his life, he knew kung sino si Lord. In his lifetime, he lived, sabi sa Bible, he lived full of years. Pag sinabing full of years, ibig sabihin, na-serve niya yung purpose niya, naging masagana yung buhay niya. How did he get that? By serving God in his life. By knowing and obeying God through his word, na sinabi niya sa word kanina when we started, the word of God is on his tongue. It was in his life. And now it brought him to the success that he was sharing. And if you're saying here, yung mga allowed lang naman kay God na makausap siya, marinig siya, ma-experience siya araw-araw, eh yung mga holy-holy na yan, yung mga laging nasa church. It's not. If you're right here and you're thinking that you're right here, you can only experience this every day, you can get to know God just on a Friday, you can just experience this every Friday, Friday after Friday, Friday, because you're thinking, Lord, hindi naman ako dapat para dito sa salita mo. Iniisip mo, God is mad at you because you did something dahil may kasalanan ka. God is not mad. God is wanting every one of us to draw near to Him that we might know Him more, and it will be the greatest reward that we will ever have in our lives. The Word of God, it will teach us to know Him, to desire Him, and know Him more in our lives. That despite every battle, God knows that, despite every challenges, despite all the difficulties in our lives, the situation, God's Word will be with us. God's Word will be with us. And by that, as we read the Word of God, as we meditate on the Bible, pag-aralan natin yung Bible, we get to know kung sino yung kasama natin araw-araw. And that is the greatest reward we ought to have. We ought to desire in our lives. David, at that time, kung tutusan si David, yung meron lang siyang Bible, onti lang, part lang ng Bible. Hindi pa abot sa kalahati. He only had the first five books, Book of Joshua, and a few books ng mga subago sa kanya, in Judges. And you know what? Nakita niya na kagad that this is more desirable than anything else. And it has given him life. For us today, ano yun? Tayo kumpleto yung Bible sa atin hanggang sa kwento nung nandito na si Jesus sa buhay natin. In John 1, verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The fullness of the Bible was given to all of us today, at meron tayo nito, so that we might see Jesus Christ in our lives that gives us grace and truth every day. At araw-araw pala, pwede natin ma-experience to. Araw-araw pala, pwede natin makuha yung great reward in knowing God more and more in our lives. And by this, let me just share with you, in the last, as an application to all of this, let us eagerly desire God's perfect word because knowing Him is our great reward. If there is any reason for us na tulugan na lang natin tong Bibliyang to, huwag na nating basahin to, huwag na tayo makinig, we are all in trouble. We are all in trouble because there is no security of God in us, there is no protection of God in us. But when we eagerly desire God's word, we know Him every day. nakikilala natin lalo, who is this God? As God came here down to earth so that we might, that He might live among us, as said in the verse earlier. And then after that, live the life that we should have lived, perfectly sinless life. And then what He did, He died on the cross in behalf of all of us, dying for our sins. At afternoon, He raised again from the dead 3 days after, so that we might see that He is the one true God, and we might repent and believe in Him and have salvation in Him. That's what the Bible is telling us. That's the story of the love of Jesus Christ to all of us. And yun yung dapat nating malaman. That's why this Bible is available for us every day. As we continually trust God's perfect word, we will be secured in what, in everything that we are, in every challenges that we face. We will be protected in all the dangers na sana meron na tayo. And by that, every day, we get to know God more and more in our lives. Can we all bow down right now and let us pray? Father in heaven, thank You for Your word. Thank You that You are with us. Thank You that You did not leave us, Lord, with nothing, but You have left us with Your word. Hindi kami naghuhulaan kung sino ka, anong meron sa'yo, anong mga ginawa mo. Hindi namin kailangan hula. All we need to do is take this time to just read Your word and trust Your word and apply it in our lives. As we apply it, we would continually know You. And we would continually have the great reward of knowing You in our lives. Thank You, Lord. Let me pray for a few people. Number one, I'd like to pray for those people that yung mas gusto lang nila, or that's why they read the word or they come here to the service, it's because of the benefits. Sometimes we just trust the word, we read the word because we just wanted the benefit, not the giver. Says that the great reward, said in the Psalm of David, the great reward is Jesus Christ, is God Himself. It's knowing Jesus Christ in our daily lives. And if that's you, parang kaya ka lang nagpe-pray, kaya ka lang nagbabasa ng Bible, kaya ka dumadating dito kasi yung focus mo lang naman, Lord, gusto kong matupad tong pangarap ko, gusto kong pumasa sa quiz na to, gusto kong ma-providean kami ng ganito. That's not the way it should be. We first go to the giver and enjoy the giver. And everything else, sabi nga naman sa Bible, it's still the word of God. Seek Him first and all these things will be added unto us. If that's you, would you just raise your hand and let me lead you in prayer. Na instead na mag-focus ka kay Lord, mas nag-focus ka dun sa gusto mong ma-receive, gusto mong masagot na prayers. Lord, I pray for these people who's raising up their hands. Just praying, Lord, that we repent of this, Lord God. That what we have done and what we have imagined, what we have done against You, Lord. Just coming here, reading Your word, para pag ginawa ko to, lahat ng mga blessing marireceive ko, lahat ng pinagdadasal ko marireceive ko. Lord, we repent of that. And that, Lord, we pray that our focus will be in You. Our focus will be You. More than all the benefits, more than all the things that we ought to have na pinagdadasal namin, let our focus be You and You alone always. And all these things, Ikaw rin naman magbibigay nito sa amin. That's why we trust You as we raise our hands to You. We trust You and we love You. In Jesus' name. Another group of people are these people na probably you've been long enough in your walk with God, and yet you have neglected your time of reading the Bible. You have neglected the time of being with God, enjoying Him, hearing from Him. Dahil busy ka, madami kang ginagawa, and all of this. But you won't know in your life right now that I want to get back on this. Na araw-araw ulit, kahit simula nung nasave ako, pag nagbabasa akong Bible, parang buhay na buhay yung feeling ko. Lord, I want to get back on this. I want to repent right now of neglecting my time with You. But right now, I want to come before You and just read the Word and know You more and more in my life. So just raise up your hand. Let's pray together. No shame here. Even if you're a leader, you've been coming here for a very long time, Friday after Friday, nandito ka, wala kang mintis. Pero sa pagbabasa natin ng Bible, araw-araw, mintis na tayo. God is not saying that all these things ahead of you would hinder Him to minister to you right now, to just tell you and secure you right now that He loves you and He will just ignite a desire in our hearts today as we pray. The desire for God's word, because every day it would help us in knowing knowing Him more and going through the day. Father, thank you for these people who just boldly raised their hands in repentance of saying, Lord, we are sorry that we have neglected your word. We pray to thank you because you have given your word to us. Pwede namin to araw-araw namnamin, basahin, alamin, so that we could apply it in our lives. Lord, we pray that we would just get to enjoy this once more. And for the rest of our life, we would know you through your word, as we read your word, as we commit ourselves to you today, that we will read your word and we will follow you for the rest of our days. In Jesus' name.